Mornings, Lori and Julia, right here on MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. We're streaming at MyTalk1071.com, also on the MyTalk app. And if you're listening online or on the app, get registered with our listener rewards this month. You can win $500 from AARP or a year's worth of Royal Canin cat food, thanks to Minnesota Animal Health Foundation. This and more, you can see all the prizes and listener rewards on our app or at MyTalk1071.com. Now on to today's program.
Hey, let's go. I'm just showing Julia a video of Casey with his grandkids in the hippo ballerina blow-up suit, and they each have a boxing glove on. And one, two, three, they go and they just pummel him. And the first pummel, they knocked him right off his feet.
Right over.
And he's just rolling around.
But that has padding because it's blow-up, right?
Yeah, I didn't get knocked down when I wore the hippo thing. I was kind of just more like a mincing hippo trying to master some steps because I was dumb and wore flip-flops instead of tennies.
Oh.
I did not realize that the grands were going to just,
it's like you're a bouncing bubble.
A bounce house.
A bounce house. But they're going to bounce on you and at you and hit you from the side.
And the only people they've been able to roughhouse with is each other. Their parents, but their number one roughhouse partner besides their other friends was Casey, because he likes to wrestle. He liked to be the bad man. He liked to be the bear, the horse,
the instigator,
the dog.
Yep.
The thing.
The bad man, the horse, the bear, the dog, whatever makeup thing that
whatever
he could be.
Thing they decided.
The lion, the tiger, the bear.
Tell her about what happened when he wrestled with our nephew in Montana.
Oh, yeah. He's got
a teenager.
Yeah. He's
16 year old.
Yeah. He's got a trigger finger. A tendon is torn and now his finger is crooked.
Casey.
He's going to have surgery to fix that little sucker.
Mm-hmm. He can always do. He's got a hook.
I told you my stepfather got a trigger finger and he was so laissez-faire about how little you needed your last pinky. He lived for 10 years with a crooked finger. And it was severely crooked.
Like
at the knuckle.
Like how would you put on gloves?
He lived in the state of Washington. He had big warm hands. He didn't need gloves.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, it's like you have eternal Dr. Evil hand.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh. Okay, so here's a little dilemma. Maybe not a dilemma, but, we do feel bad in this time. And I think this is our fifth month of this whole pandemic. Sixth? Okay, so, and we know how many things have been canceled and whatever. And
lives have been changed.
Yeah, everything has been changed for everybody. But one of the things that really, a lot of people have a real heavy heart about is anything to do with brides.
Oh!
And weddings or grooms and weddings,
and then
whatever.
And they canceled their wedding this year, but people have already scheduled all the venues for next year for the brides that were planning on getting married next year.
That's right, Julia.
So
there are
like,
people...
You're like, the bump off.
The new world, now we'll see if this lasts, but it used to be that you would get engaged and you would get married in 6 months to at the most a year. Now, in the last, few years, and it could be because of economics.
I think it's been like a year,
But it would be at the most, a year and a half. You wouldn't have long engagements. It just wasn't, if you got engaged, you were getting married. And that's how it was 20, 30 years ago. And maybe it's changed in the last 10 years or so where people have longer engagements.
Yes.
And it probably is due to financial reasons and whatever else.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Get your student loans paid off before we get married, or who knows what it is. But so longer engagements have become the norm. So, yeah, you're right. People who had a 2-year engagement picked 2021 and 2019.
Yes.
And now the 2020 bridal parties are.
That for the weddings that are having to be canceled are kind of SOL.
Yeah. I mean, my niece canceled her wedding, and then 2 weeks later, she got married on the beach at her mom's house, and she just moved her reception money because you don't get a refund. Very not normally, if you read the fine print close. Anyway, so she's just was able to rebook it for the actual anniversary of their wedding date, which is going to be like a Sunday. So she's having a party.
A year later
on that Sunday on the anniversary because they can't get a Saturday.
Right.
So this woman has just revealed that her sister, who she is calling a bridezilla, she's got a wedding that's happening in January of 2021. So, not not that far away.
Right? No, no.
But she'd send out the save the dates, and because this the wherever she lives, they have set rules like through whatever. Anyway, she was going to invite 500 people.
Oh,
now
oh.
she can only invite 250.
Okay.
So she has asked all of the wedding guests that got to save the date, which was 500 people, to write her two essays about why they want to be at her wedding and what they will get
for a present.
What it will mean to them. About what it will mean to them so that they can decide who to invite. And if you don't respond with an essay at all, you're automatically off the list. And she tells you this in the letter.
Oh, please. So I'd want to be off the list at a heartbeat if someone would even send that.
Here's the question. Why do you still want to celebrate this day with us? Why do you still want to? And what will attending our wedding mean to you specifically?
Okay, so first of all, they're probably going to say, we don't anymore. I bet they're going to get more hate than love.
And everyone who doesn't write back will be automatically disqualified.
Fine.
The bride writes.
Disqualified. Bye.
Yeah.
I mean,
including the parents and their siblings are expected to write this.
Oh, this is the most and the ridiculous sister, thing you've ever seen.
The sister said, I am insulted. I'm not writing a letter.
I don't care.
Neither
if I
are the parents. You're being obnoxious. But that's pretty, that's like the worst Bridezilla COVID story I've heard. All the other stories I've heard, like, you know, saw a really great picture of a couple. They just got married on a rooftop in Brooklyn. They had to cancel everything. Mm-hmm. She's in her dress and someone took a photo from another rooftop of the sun setting, and it's kind of a cool thing. And they're, you know, they're like, well, okay, here's how another way people are getting married now.
Right.
You know.
Well, you had the third little one, the Justice of the Peace, because you had two big weddings.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had a little one.
I mean, but I was never a bridezilla. I didn't believe in bridesmaids. I was all about the having a fabulous dress, a fabulous party, and going on a fabulous honeymoon.
Right.
Those were my bridal buttons.
Fabulous about me. But I mean, would you ever even think of, okay, so
I mean, I guess, you know, it just like if you want to be married, you know, and for a lot of people,
I think it's a big struggle right now for people who have been planning and hoping and, you know, thinking of things, and then
but
all of a sudden,
marry your guy, marry your gal, if you're a woman, I mean, you're gonna have to think about it that way. You know, and think about just
Everyone's had to change how they think about everything.
Having a celebration and wearing your pretty dress at a different party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's totally okay.
And if you want to have more time to decide whether or not you're going to live your life, which is a very long life, knock on wood, long, 20 years doesn't feel long, you're but it is so long.
Funny.
Maybe you want to take some more time, this is legal. You know, you want to legally do it and everything.
So you think it's good? Because I do think during this time period, a lot of people are questioning, do I like you? I've had to spend so much time with you.
It might be
a blessing for some people.
A blessing for some of those first time couples that get married and then get divorced very quickly. Very scandalous.
Started marriages.
Yeah, but but the real, you know, like 3 months later, 6 months later, a year later, the thank you notes haven't gotten out yet, you know, and they had the big, you know, those people are being saved. This is blessing right now.
We'll take any good we can.
Oh, my God.
Any good we can.
All right. Listen, we come back. It's time for Random Thoughts.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. All right. So today, if you're wondering what you should be celebrating today, it is... I lost my sheet of paper.
Oh, dear. No, where'd it go?
I just moved around my piles, and I have piles. And then, here it is. National Root Beer Float Day. That sounds kind of good.
That does sound good.
A&W, where are you? And with some good vanilla ice cream.
The best root beer. That's so good.
Wasn't it?
Oh, I love that root beer.
I know. And now this shocked me because it seems like it was so much longer than 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But 5 years ago today... Hamilton had its first Broadway show.
Oh, my gosh.
The play.
Wow.
Does it feel like it was so much longer?
No, I
you don't think so.
No, it feels like it was like just a like maybe 3 years ago.
Really?
I wouldn't have believed it was 5 years ago.
5 years ago today. All right. Now,
has anyone invented the drinking mask? The mask with the hole.
I don't
for
know
the
why
straw?
They don't have this out yet. I really don't. It just seems so. You've seen some of them, but I'm still waiting on masks from like well established places.
Yeah.
So imagine. The mask with the straw on it coming from wherever.
Well,
we could just poke holes in ours and I could stitch around it. I could stitch around it.
When I was on the plane,
okay,
I had a paper mask and I borrowed a pair of scissors at you know, from a like a somebody. And I just,
how did you find scissors at the airport?
Well, I was through security. I think it was at the Prince store.
Oh, okay. That to cut the tags off things, they'd have a pair of scissors.
Yes.
There. Okay.
And so I just took it and I just, I cleaned it with my hand sanitizer, and it was a nice little pointed scissor, and I went in through the mask, and I just did...
Put your straw on it.
Yeah, well, first, I will admit, I went like this. I said, now I got to borrow a pen and clean that pen so I can make a mark.
Right, oh gosh.
So I did make my own
mask with a straw. Did it work?
Yes.
But see, you'd think that there should be that mask.
It did, and now I've got I want to do it with one of my really good masks, like make some kind of like I almost need like a paper hole. Remember, like the things you used to for a 3-hole punch.
Yeah, the stickers that would make the hole stay stronger.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I just got to figure that out, and I'm going to make a couple of my own because
we need
them
for a lot of places.
Yes,
right now the mask with the
being outside with the mask on, and maybe you want to have a drink, and I don't know. So I just think it's a DIY situation, you know, if you want to drink responsibly while masking up, which I do.
But even with the paper mask, because I've got quite a few.
Yeah, you can make a hole.
We could make a hole.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I thought we were down on straws, but now straws seem to be...
Straws are our friends right now because we have to drink through masks. Okay.
It's funny the things that used to be like plastic bags were such a big deal. Because using our own bags not get anymore.
There's things going on where there are people and I'm just going to wear a mask, but maybe I would like to be sipping my water
100%.
Or whatever.
Your wine.
Whatever.
I know you are. Don't lie to us.
Yeah, but this is where I came up. It was at the airport. I confess. I had a panicked moment about how was I going to enjoy my wine. I didn't want to take off my mask.
I think you need straw covers too to keep your straw clean or something.
No, it's only for my mouth to back to my mouth.
All right, fine. I have to tell you. I have is my
sorry for that aside.
This was really just other detours anyone wants to take, I'm open.
That's
I really
a good
don't
way.
Care.
Like, that's a way that you could do it.
I don't understand why we don't have any. Mm-hmm. Let's Google them. I mean, there's got to be masks with straws. Why aren't bars giving these out?
Well, it's a good idea.
I mean
that would be a fun thing. I don't want the metal straws.
No, I hate the metal straws. I'm too nervous about falling on that. And remember,
they clank against your teeth, too.
Yeah, I have sensitive teeth.
So do I.
And just the idea of using one of those metals.
Okay. No, so I've been taking plastic straws all over the place. Any place I go that's got plastic.
Well, here, I've got a picture of a lady, and she's got, what she does, it has a little flip, like a kitty door or a doggy door.
I don't even want that. I just want a hole.
Well, you have three.
I know. But
of a life.
Actually, if you count your ears, that's two more. Your nostrils.
And your nostrils and your mouth. All
yeah,
right.
No,
you've got several.
Yeah, I need a mouth hole on the mouth hole.
Okay, that's a dilemma because my sister is one of them, one of the two that's coming
I already gave her advice. I told her. To
she's flying first class.
Yes.
She's like, I'm going to get free drinks for the first time in my life.
I gave her this whole story. So I said, prepare your mask at home, Ethel.
Okay.
And she goes, I never would have thought of that. And I'm like, I'm an evil genius.
You're not as much of a drunk as Lori.
I'm an evil genius, Julia. The nipples. You know,
I know. I did tell someone the nipple story the other day, and they're
What? No, I was an evil genius. That whole thing. So,
but Lori, we need to come out. These are so smart. I want like 5 of these.
Yeah, because I feel like we're gonna vaccine. I don't know when it's coming here, but
we would
like,
have
there
so
places,
much more freedom if you could go out. We don't care about the food; it's just about the alcohol, right? Okay.
Yeah, basically,
we've covered the bases there. All right. Yeah. Well, a gentleman, the mayor of the city, how did you think you'd pronounce it?
Itahai
in Brazil. He's said he's willing to cover rectal ozone therapy for coronavirus, to stop coronavirus. And this made me think of a long story Lori told me years ago about someone we know who was trying to put air in their fanny.
It was in the early days of HIV. HIV and mm-hmm. AIDS, and there's always been this these scammers that try and tell you you can be cured from cancer or this or that by doing rectal therapy.
Or ozone therapy.
But up your butt. This sounds mm-hmm. like something Denise Richards' goofy husband mm-hmm. would try and do. It's just like, and the way they explain it is, it's going up. It's connected to everything in your body, and it's all. I mean, it's just.
But there's people poop
are
in the way.
But the people are desperate.
I know. So that's
these scammers are everywhere, high and low, and in your butt.
There's a mayor. He's right, and he'll pay. Okay. People are talking about. We've talked about mask knee, like acne from mask. Mm-hmm. Now there's mask mouth. And
that smell in your old bad breath.
This is Dennis are saying. Here's wearing a mask because you're not getting air in your mm-hmm. mouth. Bad breath, dental issues, inflamed gums.
So better than being dead.
Well, 100%. But what you should be doing is, you know how they have those scrapers, or you could just use something, but scrape your tongue off.
Oh, we have to be more scrapey.
You have
of
to
the
be
tongue.
More scraping of your tongue.
All right.
And scrape your tongue, use a humidifier, drink more water, use mouthwash. There you go. If you care of any of that.
Not really.
Bragging in the wrong direction, the mayor of Lake Ozark, Missouri, that had the Memorial Day, huge photos of everybody partying.
It right looked next like Big Lake, yeah. Big Island out of Minnetonka.
Bragging in the wrong way, he said, from the great publicity we got from those pictures going viral about the spread of coronavirus, it's led to more visitors over the past two summers combined.
Well, how was last summer? Anything to do with that?
Bragging in the wrong direction.
I think he should give a nod to the place that really should get it, and that is Jason Bateman and the team that produced and made and filmed Ozark. That's how more people know about Lake of the Ozark is from that show. 1,000%.
Okay, and here, this is from the National Park Service, a reminder not to push your slow friends down to save yourself from a bear.
That's what I've always counted on. Whoever can run the fastest.
Don't do it. You can't do it. Stay calm.
Okay.
Slowly move away and walk sideways while you keep eye contact with the bear, and they'll find that all non-threatening.
Yeah.
All right. Don't push down your friends.
Yeah, I know.
I know you'd push me.
No, Julia, whoever can run faster. So on any given
day,
it depends
on our shoe. But you're not supposed to run. Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, I know.
All right. We're on the mask and trying to think of, can you drink mimosa through a straw?
Yes.
You can?
Yeah, if you have
we're having a shower outdoors where people are wearing masks this weekend, Holly, and we're trying to think of a way to allow them to eat. See, now, and the masks are doing Ziplocs over the mouth so you could open your mouth up if you need to eat.
No, what you do is you have people sit together that are kind of like, that are potable, if you will.
Yes.
So, you know what I'm saying?
They've been exposed to each other.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what you're going to try and do. That's what we're going to try and do.
Yeah.
I've already.
Because there are people, you already know, Julia, you're in charge. I'm just the kitchen bitch.
Yeah.
Basically.
And you could totally drink a mimosa through a straw. Yeah. It's just like having the can of bubbles. Right. Like, and then having a little straw.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to have too pulpy of an orange juice.
No.
Because your straw would get clogged.
Okay. Wisdom from the kitchen.
All right, so look at the problems that we're solving today. How can we still have cocktails with a mask on, damn it?
Well, we've figured it out.
All right.
So let's talk some music news. So we have a lot to get to. First of all, for the day when we can, you know, go back to feel comfortable about, like, you know, going somewhere.
Yeah.
Holly has posted a very Dolly Parton inspired bar from 9 to 5. That's a rooftop. Is this Nashville?
Yeah. It is at the Graduate Nashville Hotel. It's called White Limousine.
No, limousine spelled Southern style. Real
like lemon.
Yeah, so bad. But what a cute.
It's what darling. A cute bar.
Nashville is such
I've
fun.
Never been.
Oh, no, Julia, it is fun. And part of it, don't you think, Holly, Nashville is fun because it's small.
Yeah.
If you stay downtown, I mean, I know people love to do their damn Airbnbs, but on a trip to Nashville, I would recommend a hotel.
Downtown
Nashville, because that's all you really need to go to, unless you're like looking like being a foodie person and you want to try a bunch of barbecue.
Right.
And some want, of the first
but even
ring.
If you had a big group of girls or something, you wouldn't want to be together like in a house or something.
First of all, a big group of girls hearing strikes terror into my heart anyway for a trip because like Nashville is would be a hard place to herd a big group, although I think a lot of bridal parties and stuff go there. Yeah. But no, I like a hotel because then everything is there.
Yeah.
Everything is there. The river is there. All the fun bars are there. The Country Music Hall of Fame is down there. The Music Row. Everything is downtown Nashville. It'd be like wanting to hang out in, say, St. Paul or downtown Minneapolis and then staying in Richfield or Bloomington. Sure.
Yeah. And all then, right. Like, all the cute neighbors, like the Gulch is kind of near there too, shopping.
Yeah. It's just one of those towns where you and Memphis is the same.
All right. I've never been to any of these places.
So, anyway, so as long as we're on the music thing, and of course, speaking of Memphis, I mean, this is going to be the saddest Elvis week. Since Elvis died.
Are you getting us ready for it? Because it's a couple weeks early.
It's just next week, Jules.
Is it? All right.
No, but it's going to be the saddest one for Elvis's family since he died because of
the grandson.
The grandson and Lisa Marie's son.
Yeah.
His own life. Mm-hmm. And so it's just going to be really.
I wonder how that case went because they started. Lisa Marie and
I mean that's
Michael.
Loser. I just I don't know how Lisa Marie is going to get through this, but hopefully, you know, I mean the one thing is that she's very close with her mom and her daughter. The family is close.
Yes.
Because I mean, first of all, all the people they know are Scientologists and they're out of Scientology. You're kind of on your own because Lisa Marie was a Scientologist for so long. Anyway, it's just going to be a sad time for the Presley family. And I don't even know if they'll be going. They probably aren't going this year because they usually make appearances, or at least Priscilla does. But there was the cutest thing on GMA this morning. It's mm-hmm. this two-year-old kid. We posted the video. Now he's two. Now remember when your boys were two.
So cute.
And can any of us remember being two? No.
Mm-mm. But you can remember being five, Lori.
Well, I know, but five feels like older. But anyway, this two-year-old knows, and the parent filming him did not even realize that the kid, because somebody listens to Elvis a lot in this house.
Okay.
And this little kid knows all the words, two-year-old, to I Can't Help Falling in Love. Here we go. He's like, I didn't even know that he knew all the words and he was swaying. He had a little microphone and he is 2 years old. It's just the cutest thing. Take a look at it.
It's on the Lori and Julia show page.
Yeah, absolutely darling. And also the Dolly Parton, the bar, the white limousine in Nashville. That's also posted to give you some Nashville ideas. And the State Department, Julia, has lifted the don't travel anywhere thing. You know, like, because remember in March, the travels, stage four, don't go anywhere, don't leave the country.
Oh, so we can go?
Yeah, you could. You can.
Where?
Well, you could go to Mexico. You've always been able to go to Mexico.
Can we go to Canada?
No, you can't go to Canada.
Not That's even on a canoe.
No, and you can't go to Europe. I mean, what other countries are doing. I mean, now I don't know if that's the right call to make because part of me just wishes like we'd all just shut everything. The whole country just shut down 6 weeks and just see what would happen. You know, if we could stop it. I mean, it's like 9/11 every 2 days.
I'm Lori.
That's how many people are dying. It's really, really shocking. Okay, so I'll get back to music. To a happier subject. Let's listen to Maddie and Tay.
Oh.
Cover Harry Styles. the song of the summer that was released last December, but went number one.
Yes.
This past week. So by somebody's calculations, Watermelon Sugar is the song of the summer. I don't think anyone wants the title for 2020, quite frankly.
No, right.
All right, but here's Maddie and Tay. Replication of Harry's.
But it sounds...
Yeah, I know. I like it. That's a good song. It seems like that would be a really hard song to sing. Like, you got to have a good voice because it goes up and then down. And, you know, it has that, whatever that change.
Change.
Well, Julie, anytime I'm faced with a key change and we're singing, I mean, I know I'm going to blow it.
I know what we do. We back away from the mic.
You don't want to hear people's ears.
We do every Friday.
Well, you know, some days are...
I like that version.
Yeah. Okay, Holly, what is this? What is a first look deal? That's what Lizzo has signed with Amazon Studios. Does that mean anything she wants to produce? No. Explain that to us.
Well, it means that she gets to develop things. And then if she does that, then Amazon Prime or Amazon is the first company that she goes to do it. Now, they can say we're not going to go with this project, but she has a strong working relationship with them now.
And would you say that people love this is a kind of a deal that people who are creative and want to be smart with money and what they're involved in, like a first look deal is like, is that like a big, that's a huge
thing to get? Well, it's good. Yeah. Because it means that they're in partnership together. I mean, it is in Amazon's hand if they want to produce something or not, but it means that they're serious about this person and we want to work with you.
Yeah. And she got, that's what she's got, Lizzo. So, you know,
that's a big darn deal.
I just like it because I feel like somebody gave her like the advice, like you should be producing and in charge
finding
of
projects that you are interested in and all that. I love it
because she's got a platform and a voice. And people like her, and that's kind of exciting for Lizzo. I mean, think about it. Was it just a year ago that it was Truth Hurts and 'Cause I Love You?
No.
Yeah, it was just last summer. Yeah.
That we were feeling good as hell. That was the song of the summer last year.
And Boys was the song of summer the year before.
Yeah.
Anyway. We might have to hear Boys today.
Yeah, that's such a good song.
You can arrange that.
All right.
That's such a good song. People are excited about Brandy's new album that she put out, which...
Last week, Friday.
She put out... I mean, can you believe that she is 41, Brandy? I just think of Moesha, and I mean, she just, to me, I always kind of like have her, I suppose it's like being one of the Cosby kids or whenever.
She is one of my, on my playlists.
You got a lot of
Have you ever loved somebody?
The boy is mine. Anyway, she wrote every single song on the album, and that first single, Borderline, is basically her album about, she said, I wanted to use my music to start talking about mental health. And at the end of her video, it's a PSA. But she's never written every song on every album. Sure. She's kind of like all excited just about...
She's had some struggles. Remember
she's been acting since she was like 14 or 12 or something like that. Young age. So this is never an easy thing to go then be your adult self.
Yeah.
So she's like working with her daughter on a couple of things. And anyway, she talks Whitney. She talks she wants Cinderella to come to streaming on Disney Plus. Because remember, that was the one where she was Cinderella and Whitney was the fairy godmother on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Black Cinderella.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just called Cinderella, but... anyway, that should be on Disney Plus. I'm surprised it's not.
I'm surprised too, because that was a huge hit when it came out.
Huge
I was like
hit
in the prime demo for that.
Because finally, black girls had their Cinderella that looked like them.
Well, and Brittany and Whitney, or not Brittany, or Brandy and Whitney. Huge.
Amazing.
Yeah, and Brandy was so huge, like such a big star.
Yeah, Disney Plus is being silly about that, I think. Not locking that down or whatever, but I think one of the streaming services is re-airing Moesha.
What's the name of Brandy's new album that you've been talking about?
It's called B7.
Okay.
Is the name of the album.
I've listened to a couple songs.
I do not like that for an album
name.
B7.
What if you want to be 8?
Yeah.
I want to be 14 today.
The only thing I can think about Cinderella not being on there right now is maybe something to do with music rights, because it is the Rodgers and Hammerstein version of Cinderella. Oh. So something tells me that there's something in there. It's not that they don't want to air it.
Oh,
I mean, that's my theory on it. Right. That's the theory.
Holly, we're gonna go with you on that. When we come back, we're gonna Hollywood speak. Oh my gosh, there's so much.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
Julia, it has been suggested that if we are going to Costco together, that there needs to be a video of.
Really?
Of this. And then my question is, do I wear a wig?
Always.
And then which wig do I wear?
Well, you have a lot of new ones.
I'm ready for you
to bring a new wig out, to premiere a wig.
All right.
Debut something fabulous.
Well, we've got the pink long bob, the short blue Liza, or what I'm calling Peggy with the curly hair.
I think Peggy with the curly hair sounds kind of fun. Is it blonde?
No, it's brown with caramel
highlights. Like you with brown hair. You look like you're 12 with those brown wigs.
Really?
I think you look good with
dark
hair.
Should I go undercover to Costco?
Yes, and I'm going to put you on a leash. I don't know. Yes, okay.
A leash and a trench coat.
That's what I'm thinking. And I'll walk you, Lori, because you said Casey always walks you like a dog.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Here's something in Hollywood speak. Did we all watch Poops Creek?
I didn't.
You didn't? Oh, such.
I watched some of it, but I didn't. I never got.
You can come back to it when any time you need it.
They're going to be right there.
Just pick right up. Did you watch that show?
Dabbled in it.
Oh, I love that show. So funny. But here's what Dan says, you know, who's, you know, the son, Eugene Levy is his dad. He gave an interview because that show did have an interesting arc in that it wasn't really a hit until its fifth season. It was on Pop TV and it was like the most, you know, it was popular in Canada.
Okay.
Because that's where those guys are from. But it was wildly popular and exploded and broke the internet in the fifth season.
Okay.
And it was always ending the sixth season because a lot of people are like, why is this show ending? So anyway, they just weren't really noticed much. People didn't know where Pop TV was. I think it was the old TV Guide channel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it just never, but then it popped. And so they got 15 Emmy nominations for their sixth season, which is a first because they got overlooked last year. And so Dan, it was speaking to Seth Meyers, and he said, it's so funny. He said, it is the most, we have 15 nominations when we can and attend. And so that is very Poops Creek of us. Because, of course, if you watch that show, they were the Richie family that ends up in this small town that
they bought
years ago. Mm-hmm. And all four of the main leads all got nominated. And so the fact that...
Oh, that's so cool.
The fact that, they get it. And you just said it's us. It's us.
That's cool.
It is. If you watch the show, if you're a fan of the show, it makes perfect sense that we would be nominated in the year that we can't go. And then...
I so get that. Yep.
And it did win. He did, though, that the... Poops Creek won Outstanding Comedy Series during the Virtual GLAAD Media Awards.
Oh, nice.
And he was very happy about that.
Nice.
Yeah. Good. So anyway, he also called it officially the most Canadian show of all time. Okay. Here is another one. Zoe Saldana apologizes for playing Nina Simone. I should have never played Nina Simone. And she played her 8 years ago in a biopic. And I remember us talking about it because she wore black body and face makeup to look, because Nina Simone was darker skin.
Right.
Zoe Saldana is a lighter skin.
Yes.
And also kind of has a Hispanic look. Anyway, people were really upset. They filmed this movie, put it on a shelf for 4 years.
But isn't she African-American?
She is, but Nina Simone, she didn't look Nina Simone, darker.
Okay, much more, darker. Yes, all right.
Her features, Zoe is mixed.
Right, got it.
Anyway, and remember we had laughed at her because her thing, I remember she said, was she could play Nina Simone because if Elizabeth Taylor could play Cleopatra.
That's right. You're right. I remember that too.
And we were like, huh?
All right. What? Got it. Yep.
Anyway, now she's apologizing now, and it's a pretty good apology. This is in People magazine, but the movie was simply called Nina, and it had bad juju all over it. The family didn't approve of the movie. They did not approve of Zoe because she looked nothing like their Nina.
Right.
And then once the images came out of her and they saw how she darkened her skin, then there was an even bigger uproar. Then the movie company, whoever made it, they put it on the shelf. It came out in 2016 and people hated it just as much as, you know, when they saw the trailer.
Yep.
Anyway, so she's apologized. She said, I should have never played Nina. I should have done everything in my power with the leverage I had 10 years ago. She would have been 32, which was a different leverage, but it was leverage nonetheless. And I guess that would be her, the leverage.
Avatar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said, I should have done everything in my power to cast a black woman to play an exceptionally perfect black woman. I feel like she is sorry now, and I'm glad she's apologizing for it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys?
I'm thrilled.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
It's awareness, and she's just saying it was wrong. I get it.
And maybe the movie wasn't even the right thing, but the casting was like proud. Okay, Oliver Stone, you know, he's got a memoir out. Holly, will you read this? You
no.
read a lot of it. No.
Because I'm not interested in him. I feel like it's going to be like 300 pages of bloviating.
Probably even more. Because he is a man of a certain age. How old is he? 78?
He's in his 70s, yeah.
Yeah, because I just think about my dad. I mean, I love the zipper to death and stuff, but sometimes I am truly shocked what comes out of his mouth, but then I have to remind myself what year he was born.
What was it?
42.
Oh, gosh, that's so young.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying.
How old is the zipper?
He's 78. So, you know, I mean, sometimes he's, I'm just like, so whoa, young. Dad, you can't say that.
You're so old and you have such young parents.
Joya.
I mean, really, that just blows me away. Dad is only 78.
Okay, now listen. So yes. Oliver Stone, same age as my dad, his new book called Chasing the Light, he's doing at least some, he does have good casting dish. And he said he wanted the hot new actor for Platoon to be Keanu Reeves. And Keanu turned it down. Why? Too violent.
Oh, it makes you love him even more.
Yeah.
Who was the big one that came out of that?
Charlie Sheen. Mm-hmm. And so, but he didn't want him, but he said, I can't be in your movie. It's too violent. And Oliver Stone says about Charlie Sheen, I mean, he squandered his, he had more talent, more potential, and he squandered it. He just didn't use it. He went into movies for money. So, but he quit smoking and he's sober.
Yeah.
There you go. Feel bad about that, Oliver Stone. All right.